Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated. And its strength.
Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient. Love is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They
told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God
favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak
health.
Yes, sir.
Brother Ben, hello. Y'all hit the woman.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I told you, man. You see what went on just then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Something happened. All of a sudden, if you hung up, you couldn't call back in. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the soap went out and then started all over again, right?
Yes, sir.
But God favor me. That's what the songwriter said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You were telling your testimony. And you still can see it right now, brother, because God favored you.
Yeah.
That
kind of yeah.
One day that you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that kind of flood.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the outside.
Yeah.
And it's not going
to
be
technicality. That's right.
It's going to be because God shut the door. I'm going to read that scripture
yeah.
one more time. Man. And I want,
go
you I want you to finish that testimony. Because it might
yeah.
be a lot of people to hear it. You hear me?
Yes,
yeah, sir. It won't come back again. It wants to come back on again. What's this? I'm just going to read the whole thing. Look what it says. And when he went through the city in the village teaching, journeying towards Jerusalem, they said one to him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, he said, strive to enter at that great gate. Reverend Henry?
Thank you, Lord.
But many I say
yeah.
unto you will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and have set, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to the door.
Yeah.
That's what it said. And you begin to stand without and to knock at the door. Mm-hmm. Saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. It's just more than one out there. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten. That was that, eaten with you now. And drink in your
mm-hmm.
presence. And thou hast talked in our streets. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what
mm-hmm.
did he say? But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. There should be with
yeah.
weeping, gnashing of teeth, when shall
mm-hmm.
you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob
mm-hmm.
and all
yeah.
the prophets in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And you yourself thrust out, oh help me, Holy Spirit. You know what? I want to say this. The only way they're gonna be able to see this in heaven if you outside, and you and me were in hell.
Because
mm-hmm. Bible says he diabetes was a rich man. I'm gonna get on when I say this. So I want you to tell your testimony, brother. Diabetes
yeah.
had all life on this earth, buying this thing. He was the rich man. He had everything. The finest thing, Elijah was at his door. All he
mm-hmm.
did was to eat the crumbs off the table. He wouldn't let him eat it. He gave it to the dogs instead. And he died. And went to hell, what the Bible said. But Abraham, I mean, Elijah was found in what? In Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
He was found in his bosom. And hell, and diabetes, the rich man. You got to go do your history, I'm talking about. Seen the man.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. What's happening right here in 28 verse? There should be weeping
mm-hmm.
and gashing of teeth when you shall see. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look how God revealed things. Abraham and Isaac,
mm-hmm.
Jacob,
yeah.
and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. And you yourself be thrust out. Some of us were thrust out the show a while ago. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Whoa.
The door will be shut one day. But you can't get in. You're going to drop and you're going to say, I can't call, man. What would happen? That's how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
how it's gonna be, brother.
Yeah.
But look, brother,
yeah.
but watch this. On the difference in then and now, they got the chance to see Abraham. They got the chance to see Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the
mm-hmm.
kingdom of God. But they were thrust out. That means they couldn't get in. The rich man
mm-hmm.
Dades could see Abraham holding Lazarus in his arm and seeing them, but it was a gut fix between them. He couldn't get there. So tell
mm-hmm.
me right now, the person was talking to Jesus at the time, if you just run back a little bit, it was a gut fix between the other prophets and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They couldn't get in there. It was that. Because
yeah.
he said, because you're working with iniquity. Now, I'm not saying the people
yeah.
didn't call in was working with iniquity, but that's how it's going to be. When God judges, man can't be able to do it. He said, every knee will bow before me. So that's before Jesus.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to confess to the Lord God. You want to give
yes.
I'm telling you this here because it's in the book. Now, watch
yeah.
this, Brother Derek. I want you to testify that. Because you said something. When you said you woke up, you were glad.
Yeah.
Watch this here.
Yeah.
Look, watch it. He gave me some two things in here. Look what look what else he gave me, Brother Derek. Verse 29. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. God just gave me these scriptures, sisters and brothers. And shall sit them in the kingdom of God. Look at him.
Yeah.
There's people coming from the north. If I can just say, in Chicago, go in. They say, amen. There's some people coming from the
all
south.
Right, all right.
In Alabama and Georgia. They'll say,
yeah.
amen.
Yeah.
If I say anybody from the east, they'll say, yes. I got some New York over here.
yeah.
If I say anybody from the west, yeah, I think I got some California on here. you know,
yeah.
everybody can. It's not going to be able to say, I didn't hear it. I didn't know
yeah.
when this day
yeah.
comes. The Bible said yeah. it would have to reach all nations. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, I know I'm right about it. The platform is reaching a lot of people you don't even know. And I don't
yeah.
even know. but look at him. This is another thing he revealed to me. And when he just gave us these scriptures, brother. When we can't, it wasn't nothing to be
right.
about. He just gave, look what he said. And behold, there are the last which should be first.
Yeah.
And there are the first shall be last. That's the last scripture, right?
Yeah.
We gave it a while ago. Somebody went on here. Can I repeat myself? He told me, told him a while ago. He told me. Now, I don't know how you look at it. If I was the last or the first, I'm good with it. As long as I'm getting in. you know, this don't be the one be thrust out. Y'all hear me, Holy Spirit. And Jesus' prayer
mm-hmm.
was showing that there's going to be some people that come in that start this race out be last. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some ones who came in late be getting in first.
Yeah.
So I ask, don't be careless
mm-hmm.
with your love.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you this gift. Boy, what would you say, man? What are you talking about? I'm telling you, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't put that to the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it down when you want to cuss somebody out. Don't put it down when you want to do some fornication. Don't put it down now if you're living an altered lifestyle. Don't put it down when you want to talk about somebody when you should be praying for them. Don't put it down when you want to throw peace and you're a hell raiser. Don't put it down because the time you put it down might be the time he come. I read the scripture. He says strive to enter in at this straight gate. So in striving, brother, sister, you got to press. You got to press, Brother Dunn. You got to press. You got to press. You got to press.
Yes.
You got to press your way home. Right? Now,
mm-hmm.
now watch it, brother. You thought I was lying. I'm going to get back. Now, tell me about that. Your little, when you were talking about your little disco a while ago, how you woke up this morning. Tell us about it. Please tell
me. Just how I wake up every morning with my mind on it. But I don't have to do it by myself. And that's what I like about this, that I have like-minded sisters and brothers. And he changed it. He said, you remember that? I mean, you said that word stress. I mean, strive. You said that word strive.
Yeah.
And he said, somebody is struggling with striving this morning to even give him praise. But he said, just keep giving him praise. That's what strive means. You got to press. You may not feel
press.
Like it this morning. Yeah, he said, but press.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So,
You know, brother, when you said that, it's an impact in that statement, because there's a lot of people wake up in the morning, they can't wait to get on the press.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people, you know, five things not to do to get on. But I find out one thing about it. Still here. We still trying to get it. Quite a hard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and I'm going to tell you something. This thing, and this is what a dog park can test, it ain't free. It ain't free to do this. But let me tell you this here. But you know what? Because Jesus paid it all.
That's it.
He backed that thing up. Isn't it just the reason for he backed up and gave you an opportunity to be in his presence. Who's y'all talking about here in your presence? You know what we know? Because I just really believe the way we are so persistent in his love towards us, we wake up to give him thanks. Not just saying
yes,
it, but we use it in our action, because we make provision to make time out to get in the word with him. And look what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He fills our cup. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Fill my cup.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man. Fill my cup.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Cup full of Reverend
Thank
him.
You, Lord.
That's the Holy Spirit, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Do you want your cup?
Thank
you, man. Somebody said, I went over there and I looked at that glass and it was half full. And somebody went over there and said it was half empty. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you something about this cup that God give us. This cup that we wake up in the morning, somebody been around the table, but the pitcher want to be filled. Do you want your pitcher full? I don't know about you. I want to be like David. Said, let it run over. Come run over.
Yes, Lord.
Because we're at a place in the time that we need to be thirsty for the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Are you thirsty for
thank
the Lord?
You, Jesus.
That's
yeah,
what you're
thank
you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're thirsty
yeah.
for the Lord. I ain't going to quit till I get on. Thirsty people, they quit. They kept calling. They quit. They kept calling. I said, something got to be wrong with this show. They call it a show, but this ministry, something got to be wrong with it. But I said, I got to call back and make sure. Call back and make sure. This kid, I just can't believe this all. Because the brothers always be on. The sisters and brothers always be on. And got away, got back in. And then what they said, I was glad.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad. I was glad.
Said,
let's go to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? I was glad.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother, 2 months ago, you didn't know this was existed. What did
this virtue? I didn't.
You didn't know
it.
But God had a plan. I really believe God and choose people to come over here. I really believe that. I truly believe God pick and choose people to be over here. I really do. I just really believe that, because I find out in this walk with God that you got to love to do what we do every day. You don't do this all these days out of the month in the year and don't love them, brother. You hear me? And don't trust me and don't love God. We do it and ain't looking for nothing in return. Only time we want them, I'm gonna jump out on faith, and none of us really look at nothing in return. What we look for in return is his presence to come on here and be with us. Some of us get some attention. You know what I'm talking about? Because our attention span is so short. But boy, the closer you get to him, the longer you want to be on it, the longer you want to be with him. You don't want no one about it. You just don't take all that, but if you know my story, Reverend Henry, Brother Nutty, Sister Mary, if you knew my story, you know what I'm talking about? It's some stuff I wouldn't even bury you with it because I gave it to God a long time ago. Watch what he did to me, brother. So you know what he did to me? Why would I bring on something he already forgave me about? Why I got to bring that up? That makes me start glorifying that sin. Oh, help me.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, you sound so quick. Trust me. When you keep lifting that old dead stuff up, you keep lifting that old dead stuff up, what's getting glorified? The dead.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said, well, you overcome by the word of the what? The blood of your testimony. His testimony, not yours. Go read that scripture. Somebody got, I think they might have interested. Let me go read it again. It didn't say our testimony, right? It said whose testimony? That's what it said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me read it again. Somebody said,
word of
the you never told the scripture you read a while ago. Fine, I give it to you. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. Luke chapter 13. Verses 22 to 30. Now I'm going to Revelation. I'm going to read one of my favorite scriptures. That anybody that's walking with God is going to have these trials, because God allowed him to do this. He said, "I heard a loud voice in heaven." Over here, Revelation 20. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now is come a salvation, and what in strength." In the kingdom of our God, in the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God, all him in the spirit, day and night. He's doing it. He's up there saying, what are we doing? That he don't think God sees it, but then, because he came to him with it. And he's telling God about something that I didn't know. But thank God said they are overcome by the what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. And look what he said, and love not their life unto death. They just switched their life. Some people love their life to death, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't change that. I'm speaking in vain now. We have changed that because we know that we are overcome by the blood. It wasn't nothing we did. It was because his blood. That's why he stand before the Father and said, "I forgave them for that. Brother Dale, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Your iniquity has been forgiven." Yes. Yes. Your transgression that you put yourself in, see, transgression points to sin. But iniquity does to sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. It tells you what the transgression, what the sin is, but the iniquity is when you performed it, because it's wickedness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he said, I forgave you for that. I forgave you. That's why you can wake up in the morning, Brother Dan.
Yeah.
That's why you can wake up in the morning, Brother D. That's why you can wake up in the morning, Brother Reverend. That's why you can wake up in the morning, Sister Martha. That's why you can wake up in the morning, Brother Dexter. Yeah, I got a roll call. That's why you can wake up in the morning, America, and call on the Lord. He don't force himself on you. He don't force himself on none of us. But he gives us an opportunity. It's a free will. That's why we don't force nothing on nobody. That's why we say where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Yes, sir. It rains. We don't put no bunting over here, but we ask you when you do that, prefer that you do it in decent and order.
Yeah.
That's what we ask. Remind for everybody is on different spiritual levels and meet them where they're at. So if you teach them and preach it to somebody, please, please make it so simple that the baby can understand it. That's what we ask.
Right.
That's what we ask. Don't make it so confusing to make yourself so small that you got to keep explaining to them. You know, just make it so that when God's speaking through you, that they feel God's presence and not you condemning them. Hey, brother, don't you know God is good?
Mm-hmm.
He's stopping to tell you that, to tell you, if you don't tell it, if you don't say it, a rock will cry out for your name. And me being a little lad, we some bad little kids, so we used to take a lot of talking to people. You know, you know what I'm talking about? We used to talk to people, man. And when the rock hit the ground, it just, you know, it just changed. But, boy, I got a better tune than that. You know my tune is? I love the Lord. He heard my cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Got back in old boy. Hey, go real.
Long as I live. I hate the word too pissed along.
Yes, sir.
I'm there.
I'm there. Yeah. Yeah, Lord, man. They might not be too churchy today.
I love God.
Come on with it. Come on with it, bro.
He bowed his head and I love
on this Christian journey. We do it in the most most physical church, as you leave the altar, is someone holding your hand to talk to you, to counsel you. And that person, you hold your hand, letting you know you never walk alone again. You know, we give you your number and let you call, and let you ever have anything going on in your life you can't handle. We'll sit and pray and talk to you. Or maybe just be an ear. This is what the ministry is about. It's called kingdom building. You know what I'm talking about? We don't want to force ourselves on you, but we want to tell you we love you and we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, some of us try this thing a little more than that. But I'm telling you, we really, really, really want someone to know that there's a better place than what you are right now. I really want to say this here. I don't care how much you know right now before you got on, how blessed, how highly favored you are, you ought to come in expecting something's going to happen. Oh, help me, Lord. You ought to come in expecting something's going to happen, Brother Darren. You ought to come in expecting something's going to happen, Reverend Henry.
That's right.
That somebody's going to say, this is the day I made myself. I'm going to follow the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Then you might come and say, man, I had a problem. Sister, I had a problem. I had a problem. Brother, I had a problem. Now I've been delivered. God and took it up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Expecting something. And God would do it. Watch this here, Brother Reverend Henry. If he don't do it for you, he might do it for your brother and your sister. And I'm learning my word. Just a little short time. I ain't been in it long. Just a little short time. I found out in that word. You know that word told me? He said, he told him, when one of us saints come in, all the angels are jealous and start thanking God for that soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold up, thank you, Holy Lord. Spirit. So I believe, by the words of my mouth, that you're at the right place at the right hour. You know,
thank
come on. Don't leave. Like you came in Jesus' name. Leave
that's
with something
right.
that are closer with the Lord. What you saying? It's like you finna hang up. I'm telling you now that this is what the platform is about. God's plan is about salvation. It's not
praise
about
the Lord.
It's not about nothing but salvation. That's what the plan is. Is it wrong, brother?
That's right.
God's
that's right.
plan. It's about salvation. I just read the scripture and said, now the salvation have come, is here. Man have to make a choice, say who he going to serve today. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve mammon? He said, you can't serve both. Your loved one and hate them. Oh, there you go again. I like going out and doing things, cussing and fighting, and I just love it. I like drinking and smoking that reefer, and I like, they say it's supposed to be medication and all this, you know. I love all that stuff. I love the heroin. I love cocaine, man. Just let me be me, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't want your heaven right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some people want to heaven right now. I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. We can't even imagine how it's going to really be. We didn't hear it. We didn't read it. But we still shoot this show.
It's going to
be so beautiful in heaven. This ain't heaven at all. Yeah, I'm ready. They said the wicked should cease from troubling. Weary be it with. That you dry now, it'll be dried out. No more crying. It'll be all praises. Somebody been around the church hot and hot. But I tell you one thing, it won't be because we haven't been trying to present it. That we all trying to present the love of God. Yeah, I know I might have just reached one person. The Reverend might have reached 10. But then I might have reached 5,000. But in the end of the day, the first will be last. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the last will be first. Just get in that number. Just so you can get in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we ask again, Jesus. Prayer. It needs to be solicited. We hear. You know, if you want to give thanksgiving to the Lord, you can do it. And we just thank God for what has been found at this time. And I'm going to tell you, brother, sister, I'm truly through. I'm dead and sealed up, you know, what I was going to do. If anybody else has had anything, you know, to enlighten on that anymore, you know, it's there, you know. It's not, you know. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you and keep you till we see you on Friday.
I was waiting to give a moment for someone to ask for prayer. But I like to ask for prayer for those that are striving. You know, ask prayer for those that are striving, those that God word, those that try to live God's word, not only to the preachers, but to the ambassadors as well, to every heart that sincere ask for prayer for those that are strong to remain strong, you know, and for us to be an even better light that we may show a dying world that we yet live. I ask that sincere prayer, Father, to bless us to be even better for you, Father God, for you. You spare no expense in how you poured out your love upon us. So I just want to, like Brother Dale say, I just want to be a better Dale. I just want to be a better dumb. I want to be a better them Henry, a better Christian brother. I just, you know, whatever the Lord want to do with me, I'm here. And I just want to tell everyone that I love them and. Whatever God want to do, you know, and I don't want myself to be in the way. I just want to be the best that I can be for Him in Jesus' name. And that's my prayer for every heart that desire to please Him. Lord, bless us to be the best we can be in Jesus' name.
I'm driving, so y'all might hear noise. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Rev Henry, and people that's listening, you know why I say I want to be a better girl?
Yeah.
Something happened in March of 2020, and it happened all over the world. A shift took place with the coronavirus. And the Holy Spirit told me we need to be in place. We need to choose sides. We need to decide who we're going to make covenant with. That's why that message on yesterday that Reverend Brian taught was so prevalent to me about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about covenant. And he gave that the fleshly illustration for a spiritual thing. A lot of us are still asleep as believers. But what happened all over the world. That's a shift. And we need to be ready. And so I know why this platform is here. And I was praying, and he said the other day that, you know, I don't know, the Most High may take it. I started praying so hard, Lord, please don't take this platform away. Woo! A lot of people don't realize it. A shift took place. Time is getting short. Time is getting short. Man, that's why I say that. I know what side of the door I want to be on. I know what side of the door I want to be on.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you, man. God bless, man.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless, my brothers and sisters. God bless.
Thank you.
Awesome day, awesome time. Awesome day, awesome time. Awesome day, awesome time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Jesus.
Once I
oh, yeah.
was satisfied
oh, yeah.
in life, basement,
oh, yeah.
Lord, to dwell,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know I
oh, yeah.
was a prisoner
oh, yeah.
in a cell. By Jesus,
oh, yeah.
a lonely carpenter
oh, yeah.
from Galilee.
Try
the
test.
Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come thanking your love for the words that went up, the songs that went up, the praise that went up, Lord. We just thank you for the hours that we give us to worship you and thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you for God's plan,
yes.
Lord, that you strengthened, Lord, that always do your will, Lord. Lord, cover us if we are in this day, Lord. That we travel these highways and byways, whether it is a physical or the automobile, whether it is spiritual in our walk, Lord. Just keep us in your arms, Lord. Prepare us, Lord, always to be ready for you, Lord. And that, Lord, as we go and strive to live for the King, Lord, let the people see a light to shine that you gave. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for all the things that you already said, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, we keep going. In this day, Lord, never leave us, Lord, to ourselves, Lord. Lord, keep the sick. Lord, bless them, Lord. The ones that are shut in, Lord, even with this coronavirus, even it might be diabetes, even it might be heart attacks, or whatever to have them laying in the bed, Lord, we know you're a healer, Lord. We know you're a healer, Lord. Lord, we know you can make them whole again, Lord. Bless your people, Lord. Even the ones don't even pray for you, Lord. We cover prayer for them too as well, Lord. Touch their heart, Lord, to receive you, Lord, to first, Lord, and then heal them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, be with us on our jobs, Lord. Be with us on our jobs, Lord. Strengthen our hands, our feet, our minds, and our hearts to do the things to be a provider for our family, Lord. Bless our babies, Lord, our children, Lord. Whether what my age is, Lord, keep them in your heart, Lord. Lord, we love them,
Lord.
We love them first. Bless them, Lord, that they can be a blessing to others, Lord. Lord, cover us today, Lord. And we ask all this beautiful blessing in the name of the Father,